Node 5 4 9 5 7 Node 5 1 6 2 2 1
Transceive.
Please stand station on 2 for ARS.
Hey, good morning, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, just checking if the view is okay for the photo TV.
That is affirmative. You stole our only DPC topic.
Sorry to do that, Rick. We can just skip out on you if you prefer.
No, I'm here without a Capcom. I had to come up with something fun, so you'll have to wait another minute.
We'll await anxiously for 1 minute. Talk to you soon, buddy. Phil, station on 2 for Merlin's.
Pennsylvania on 2.
Yeah, I think this call is for you for our galley, Merlin. You know, we recently converted it back from a freezer to a fridge, and given the condensation in there, I did wipe out all the wetness, but the desiccant packs are all really wet, so I was wondering if we could retrieve some new desiccants.
And we're checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Merlin.
Head on 2.
Jessica, we are good if you remove those old desiccants and place those in the common trash. And then I have a new location for some new desiccants if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right, JLT, F2, Alpha 2, and 1.0 CTB, serial number 4080.
All right, copy 4080 in F2, Alpha 2. And is it, we usually have 4 in there, is that right?
We are tracking 8, so 2 kits worth.
Okay, copy 8, thank you.
Phil, station on 2, welcome aboard Columbus for biomonitor.
Good morning, Anil Huntsville's with you. If you're calling about that camera field of view, we're currently KULOS, but once we're back, if we have any adjustments for you, we'll give you a call.
Sounds great.
And Anil, while I have you, we did notice that that mesh bag you found yesterday was labeled with Sophie's name. So if you would like to, whenever you access that mesh bag again, you can relabel it with your name.
Oh, I took care of that yesterday. And thanks for finding that. I was trying to track down the person who looked at those pictures so fast, and I really appreciate it.
We appreciate your effort to look everywhere for it, so thank you for going ahead and doing that. You're reading our stowage mind down here.
Huntsville, station on 2 for cardio vent. I have a question.
Huntsville's listening.
Yeah, I'm on step 2.5 where I connect the Ethernet cable to J2. The cable that was specified to pick up was Ethernet cable 4.5 foot. It ends in a CAT 6 Ethernet terminal. J2 is looking for the adapted terminal. I assume I just grab an adapter to make that work.
We copy and we're checking.
Also, to expedite, if you have the location of the adapter, let me know.
We'll come. Station Huntsville on 2 for Anil and Biomonitor.
Station 2.
Anil, typically when we do this activity, we don't need an adapter. So we think we have the wrong connector end, which might be our bad on the stowage front. But if you don't mind going back to the 1.0 CTB you accessed yesterday to get this cable at Cole 42 Echo 2 and 1.0 CTB serial number 5012, if you remember, and looking for one that will fit there. How copy?
Copy. I got eyes on the CTB. I'll dig around for one that has the adapter.
We copy all. Thank you. Station Huntsville on 2 for Anil and additional cable contact. The cable we usually use is serial number 001001.
Okay, I'll look for that. On first search, I'd say over the vast majority of them have end in R45 jack, so I'm still looking for that 001001.
We copy.
And Huntsville station on 2, I found 001001, and it also ends in a R45 jack. Maybe it was reconfigured. I'll show it to you in the video.
We copy, and we're taking a look. Thanks for that view, Anil. Let us talk to you here on the ground for a minute. Station Huntsville on 2 for Anil and Biomonitor.
Go on 2.
We're really stumped down here, so we're wondering if the end of that Ethernet cable has a cap.
And by cap, oh, one sec.
And go back, the port on the actual unit.
Sure does. That was the solution. Thank you. It looks a lot like the K2 cable on the express rack.
Absolutely, no worries. Well, we are good to press now.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Biomonitor troubleshooting.
Huntsville with you on 2.
Hey, I'm in 2.002, Biomonitor wearable setup. I'm in step 4.9. I'm just trying to get it to connect to Bluetooth. I took the crib sheet. Its data unit list does not have a checkmark box, and it doesn't cover this case. Putting iPad in screen for your view.
And then we copy all. The PD shiv is actually available here on private space on 4 and can walk you through some troubleshooting steps.
Switching to 4, thank you.
Station Huntsville on space ground 2 for a NIL and Biomonitor.
NIL on 2.
And now we're showing telemetry on the ground here that one of the data units plugged into the Juliet 4 location still has batteries in it, if you don't mind going and removing those batteries like you did with the other data unit.
Will do.
Thank you kindly. Station is down, fish ground 2 for Anil.
Thank you.
Step 77 is complete. We're ready for step 78.
Step 78. Frequency high.
Copy. Frequency high. We're waiting for EMU data.
Katie, while we're waiting, I see the XP note that says it's okay to doff the comm cap. Clearly, I wasn't wearing it. I don't think I was supposed to get data there, so I'm just curious if there was utility to having it on prior to that.
Checking. Anil, back with you. The only part that we needed the comp cap on for was step 71, so since we got a good comp check there, you were good to dump it. Copy, thumbs up. And now we've got good EMU data in step 79, or go for you to do step 80.
Go for 80, which is good, because I'm getting busy over here. We are in Pry.
Copy Pry. We are checking on EMU data. I'll let you know when you're good to proceed.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2, so Shanti for IMD flow measurement. No rush.
From SOPM 2, I'm in JPM with a velocity calc in hand.
Hi, bonjour, Sophie. I'm happy to work with you again. It's been a while. And could you remove the covers on internal starboard and port cameras at your convenience?
Yes, of course. I'll do this right away. And bonjour, bonjour. Ohayou gozaimasu. I'm very happy to work with you, too.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for stowage.
Or the on 2, Justin.
I'm in step 90, and the steps just prior, which is of SOTRAC, which is packing the S5 inner layer. And the items won't fit as depicted in the constraint image. So if you want to bring that up, that message and that constraint image, I can describe it to you and tell you what I did. And I'm not sure if I packed them in different orientations to make them fit, and I'm not sure if that's going to work.
And I missed the very beginning of your number. Did you say 290?
Firm. So it's basically the steps that pack S5, 21, 31, and 41. and what I did to make those items fit in that row, if you look at that diagram, it basically has them all kind of vertically next to each other, but they don't fit vertically. So first of all, the FPK01, that's a 2.0 CTV, so it's a completely different size and shape than the JSBs. The JSBs are about as tall as the 4.0, but not quite. So if I don't put the food processor, I can fit only the first three items side to side. But if I take JSB 6112 and put it instead of vertical, horizontal, and then I can stuff it down next to the food processor, and then I have an additional JSB, the one that says TBD. I have 6183, it's a hardware JSB. I can put that also horizontally on top of 6112 and the food processor. That JSB is a little bit bigger than 6112, so it works in that orientation.
Jessica, back with you. Sorry, I walked you into a little bit of a handover there. Did you have anything else for your description that we might not have caught?
Was I cut off, or did you see that you got it all?
I think we got it all. Basically, the last part was saying that you were able to stack the two JSBs, and that made the config work.
Yeah, so basically JSB 6112 and the food processor are on a bottom layer, but the JSB is horizontal instead of vertical, and then the JSB 6183 is also horizontal on top of those two items, basically spanning from 21 to 41.
One follow-up question. For the food processor, did you trash that whole 2.0 CTV, or did you just stow the food processor? Out of it.
Well, I put the whole 2.0. Was I just supposed to do the food processor kit? I thought that since it was labeled food processor, it meant the entire thing.
Yes, we only wanted the food processor kit.
Okay, copy. I'll go get the rest out and let you know if I have a different result. And just FYI, we did have to move a lot of items. I think that, that this whole area was full of Tempstone stuff, and there's not really anything to move that stuff that I had to move out of these spots in order to get into these. So we moved some items into PMM, Jack Crew noted those, and we have other ones just kind of floating there. But it's kind of at the point where we need to get that Tempstone stuff out because we can't really pack. I mean, I spent like the first 35 minutes just moving things around and trying to figure out which items were temp-stowed and which items were already packed. So I think we're kind of doing a little bit of negative work now, but this is something that Jack's going to bring up in the stowage conference this week.
Copy, Jessica. That's really good to know, and we appreciate the extra time you spent today. For the config that you're going to put in place, I understand you have to swap it out a bit. The whole CTV is in there, but we think that config will work as long as you still see that it does. If you could just take a picture for us, and then we'll check it with the Cygnus folks.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
And then one more item for you, just for your timeline overall, whenever you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Your POM stow activity today at 18:35. We've gotten all the data that we need from the POMs, and we're ready for that activity anytime. It was a good checkout, so that should be good for the EVA.
All right, copy, POM, so at any time. Thanks.
Thank you. Carol Houston on two for Jack.
What do you have, two?
Jack, we just wanted to give you a heads up that since it looks like Anil is finishing up a little bit early, if you want to start your EMU water recharge activity early, we're go for you to do that.
Happy go for an early start for water recharge. Thanks.
Node 60177. Node 6434330. Transceive.
Houston, on two in the airlock, there was much rejoicing as it seemed as though there was a successful suit checkout.
Yeah, we were very happy down here as well, Anil. Thanks for all your work today.
New sensation on 2 for stretch.
Orthy on 2.
Okay, you can disregard the orientation stuff that I mentioned. After I took out just the food processor kit, I was able to just put those JSBs in the orientation that was in snow track, so you can disregard those previous comments and down with your photos, yeah.
Okay, thank you for the photos, and sorry for the confusion on that. Glad it works.
Hey, no problem.
And just for our tracking down here, do you know about how long you spent on the Tempsto stuff today?
Well, I spent the amount of time in the block, but just a lot of it was moving things around. Is that what you mean, like how much of the block was just moving things around?
Yeah, exactly. How much was just relocating things as opposed to stowing the items for the directions? So it sounds like basically all the time today you spent just moving things around.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell, but, you know, because part of it was just, like, I haven't been down there for a while, so getting oriented again and trying to figure out what's trash and what isn't, so that took some time, but I guess probably, like, half and half.
Okay, thanks. That's a great ballpark. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Use sensation on 2. Looks like you've already ended the desktop streamer on SC17, but just giving you that call.
It's good catch, Jessica. We took care of that one on the ground for you.
Van Airlock on 2 for step 5 of water recharge.
Go ahead.
Got the CWCI serial number 2138. It appears about 50% full. And I see about 4/5 of the baseball worth of gas bubbles in there.
Okay, good news. No degas required. You're good to use that as is.
Request, thanks. You said station checks on 2, step 59.
We're with you.
We're supposed to connect this feed water supply filter to the CWCI. There's a note right above step 59 that says the supply filter is missing a cap to the end label CWCI. This one is clearly not missing that cap. It's serial number 1002, which matches the Stono, but just want to make sure that we're all on the same page and I've got the right supply filter.
Jack, you have the correct filter, and we'll make a note. Thank you.
Thanks. And station jacks on 2 for step 87.
Go ahead for step 87.
You want pressure shut down right away. This one's on me, I'm pretty sure. I did not move the EV1 water supply switch to the open position. It was in the closed position when I turned the pump on for the IRU. So looking for your go to put the EV1 water supply valve to open and then try the pump again.
Checking. We like that plan, Jack. Your go.
Okay, thank you. Got the EV1 water supply valve open. Turn that pump on the IRU to off, and I still have the overpressure light. It's still blinking, high P1 pressure shutdown. Presumably, I just have to turn the pump back on and it will work, but I'm just double-checking with you guys before I do that.
Jack, that's what we expect as well, that when you turn the pump back on, it will clear.
The overpressure light did not clear. I still have a blinking high one. P1 pressure shutdown message, but the total volume transferring is counting up through 0.5 now.
Copy, checking. And Jack, since it's counting up, we think everything is working as it should, but we're going to double check on why you still have that message. No change needed for now. You can let it keep going.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Houston Airlock, low flow shutdown at 2.1 pounds, and when that low flow indication popped up, the overpressure light went away. The high pressure shutdown message has also disappeared.
Copy, Jack. We're double-checking the data on the ground, so you can hold here for now. Jack, back with you on 2. We got good data on the ground and confirm that the fill is complete, so you are go to pick up in step 90.
Picking up in step 90, thanks.
Station on 2 for stowage.
Worthy on 2.
Katie, I had a little bit more time to finish off down in Cygnus, and I have another question. I just loaded the JSBs in step 2
2, 4, 5, 6, and one step before that, I guess. That was for port 5, and so there's basically 4 JSPs across. So then it says to just stuffing, you know, kind of in between any spaces. But there's actually still a lot of space, like, in between the port 5 and starboard 5 interlayers. Like, I would say we could probably fit, like, 3 more JSPs instead of just, like, stuffing, which doesn't really make sense with that much space. So I was wondering if we can put 3 more JSPs in there. They would basically be in between the port and starboard layers.
Checking.
Also, one other question while you guys are checking on that. When I went back down there, because there was the temp stowed stuff, when I started the starboard 5 layer, I put the foam box, the foam trash in what I thought was position 1-1 because it was the one empty spot. But I think I actually packed that layer backwards from right to left or left to right, and I'm wondering if that matters. Basically, it seems like for the port and starboard, the config, like, 1-1 on forward, sorry, 1-1 on starboard is equivalent to 4-1 on the port, because they're, like, not, they're reversed, if I have that correct. So right now, they actually match. So the port side packed with 1-1 through 4-1, and then the starboard side has 1-1 next to 1-1, if that makes sense.
Checking. All right, just getting answers for both of your questions. For the first question, you are go to put additional JSPs in that space as long as they are either common trash or on the JSP list. I'll copy.
Yeah, copy all. I think I've used all on the JSP list now, so I will just, but I do have a common trash I can use.
Copy. And for the second question, we think that, we copy you what you're saying, that makes sense. You can leave it like that for now, and when we get the pictures, we'll just double-check listingness.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks for tackling some more stowage.
Perfect.
Hey, airlock on 2 is ready to start LCVG fill, if that works for you.
Neil, we are ready for you to start.
Hey, airlock on 2 in step 38. I do have serial number 3391 for the LCVG, and of course 3013.
Neil, those are good numbers. You're good to proceed. Airlock Houston on 2 for Neil.
Neil 2.
From our data, it looks like the O2 actuator is in an in-between position. Could you give that a jiggle to get it to the off position?
Yes.
Thank you. We see it in off now. That did the trick. Any one follow-up question for you on that O2 actuator? Did it seem like it was just slightly out of place and then you felt it fall into position?
But like a millimeter off, so I just had to like bump it, finger onto there. I've kind of seen that before, just needed to double-check it myself.
Thanks, that helps. We were just trying to double check that there was not a sensor failure, so with your words, we can confirm that's nominal. Happy thumbs up.
Houston, station on 2, done with airlock steps for the fill.
Happy, we might have one thing for you to check. 1 minute. Anil, back with you. We don't have video now, but we think right before we lost it, we saw that there was potentially a rogue soft goods strap floating near the suit that we didn't recognize. So if you could just give us a quick check and make sure there's nothing out of place that could get near the suit, we'd appreciate it.
I caught something as well and put it in my pocket, so I'm going to put it in the camera and see if this is what you were thinking.
Unfortunately, we don't have KU right now. We should get it back, I think, in a minute or two, but as long as you feel good there's nothing new, then I think we're okay.
I didn't see anything new. I did catch a floating item. It was a piece of foam about like a nickel, but kind of irregular borders. Could look like a strap, I think.
Copy, Neil. We do have video back now if you wanted to show us, and then we've got one more question for you. Double check on the procedure step. We see the FOD. Actually, the strap we were talking about is the one right next to where you were holding it. That's in the camera view. It's above the helmet. Yep, that guy right there. Neil, see, you've got everything secured now. Just let me know when you're ready for that step to double check.
All secure, ready for the step. There was also a step in there that said reconfigure the LCPG per suit engineer's guidance. I don't have that specifically yet, but I know I'm going to follow up with them soon.
Copy, and that was actually what we were going to talk about, so we'll track that as being open work.
Sounds good. Thanks.